Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have in this world. Come on, help me sing. Tell a story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her town. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. She said, if I could only touch but the gift of his garment, I'ma give it all I have in this moment. Come on, help me sing.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World of Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. The speaker I have coming on is the phenomenal woman of God, Pastor Jay Green. Trust me, you do not want to miss this woman of God that's coming on today at 9. Excuse me, such anointing on her life. The scripture for this morning is Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Excuse me. Remember, God already forgave you. You need to forgive yourself. Nowhere in the Bible it said it's going to be easy, but know that it's going to be well worth it. Definitely want to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in, Canada, the United States, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Jamaica, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Russia, Zimbabwe, and Mexico. Thank you guys for tuning in Monday through Friday, listening to Apostle and myself, spread the word of God. Excuse me. Remember, iron sharpens iron. We cannot judge you. We're not trying to judge you, but know that God loves you. We know that you can openly praise God, but know that we are definitely praying and fasting for you, that God cover you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Know this fight is hard, but please don't give up. Stand on the word of God. Trust in him. And remember, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there. Continue to have the faith size of a mustard seed. Know that it can move mountains. You know, the Bible says, well, there are two or three, God is in the midst. Stay there. Push. Pray. Fast. Again, please don't fold. Apostle and I are here to inspire and encourage you. These women that come on Women's Day Thursday are some phenomenal, anointed women of God. And they come on here to encourage and uplift you, telling you to hold on. It might look rough right now, but it will get better. Stand on the word of God. I have to keep saying that. Stand on this word. Even if you're by yourself and you have nobody to talk to, remember, you can always talk to God. He's right there. His ears is right there. He already knows your thoughts before you do. He just wants you to surrender to him. Give your life to him. It's worth it. You can't do this without him. We must lean on him. He loves you no matter what you did last night nor this morning. He still loves you. He will never turn his back on you. When was the last time you gave him that one-on-one time? Just you and him. You know, he loved that intimate time with just you and him. You don't have to say this all the time. You don't have to quote the Bible. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to know Hebrew words after word after word after word. You don't have to go to Christian school. Just sit and talk to him. That's all he wants from you, is your heart. Surrender yourself to him. Just like I'm talking to you, say, Lord, here I am. I'm standing or sitting in the need of your prayers. I'm standing or sitting in the need of you. I don't have nobody else but you. And I know you will never leave me wrong. Yes, you're going through, but it's going to be okay. Do not give up. Do not fold. I have to keep saying it. Do not fold. In spite of what you see, my grandma used to tell me, look with your spiritual eyes, not your actual eyes. That's what we as people don't do. We look at what we see visually instead of closing our eyes and seeing that way. Remember, from Genesis to Revelation, there's nowhere in there that it's going to be easy. But it's going to be worth it. You think it was easy for Moses? You think it was easy for Joshua? You think it was easy for Lazarus' sisters, Mary, Martha. You think it was easy for Martha to say, my brother's dead, and his homeboy ain't come and make sure he's okay? Martha was pissed that Jesus didn't come straight and heal her brother immediately. She wanted it right then. Sometimes quick fix is not the best thing for you. Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes patience is a good thing for you to have, even though we might not want it. Trust me, I understand. But sometimes it's good for you to stay in position and stay in place and sit there. Don't move. Let God guide you, not you try to guide him. He already know the outcome. You don't think the devil's fighting you for no reason? He's fighting you because he already seen your future. He knows what you're capable of once you surrender your life to Christ. Once you surrender your life to Christ. He already know. That's why your fight is so hard. That's why he comes after you the way he do. Because he know once you surrender your life and give your life to God, that he'll have no chance to trick you, to make you forget who you are, to make you not tell that person, it's okay, God forgave you. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. He already know. That's why he'll test your family. He'll attack your husband or your wife or your children or your cousins or your aunts, your uncles, your mom, your dad. He know what hurt you. He don't fight fair. Why should he? Remember, you're a king's kid. You're the daughter of a king. You're the daughter of a king. Not just anybody, but a king. Just hold on. Your blessing is right there. Push. Don't be like Lot's wife. I said this yesterday. Don't be like Lot's wife. Push and keep going. Because your name is Victory. Victory is yours if you do not follow. Make sure you're up under a good leader, man or woman, that not only they're preaching, but they're walking what they're preaching. This must line up since you surrendered your life to Christ. Again, it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything for you. I'm going to tell you the truth because I have to be held accountable. It's not going to be easy, but it's worth it. Your children and their children is counting on you. If you want to be a generational breaker, stand up and be one. That's all you got to do. Stand up and be one. And let God take care of everything else. You can't fight the battle. The battle is his. What is it? You going out there trying to fight something that you can't, you're not equipped to do. When God already forgave you for your sins, okay, sis, now you forgive yourself. He forgave you, now you forgive yourself. Have you done that? If not, do it today. Father God, we ask you to come on here this morning and have your way onto the broadcast. Less of Pastor Green and more of you. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let her be able to give your people the words you want them to hear on this morning. We ask you to have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way on this line. Touch one that needs to be on here and hear your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. And continue to hold on. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see some victorious people. Party.
Yes, yes, I got the victory. Linda Lord, that's one of my favorite songs. Come on here. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak of you need prayer. Pastor Jay will be on in a few minutes. Remember, 563-999-3628. The show is also live. If you want to click on the broadcast on Facebook, you can on Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook and click and hear it live if you're not able to call in. We'll be right back.
I was sitting in the kitchen and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do and still you took 2 steps forward and you took 5 steps back and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen and I didn't understand it. And then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You're so good to me.
Let's go out here. Everybody lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you.
Somebody say, even if I tried it, it wouldn't work.
You've been better than good to me.
I was sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes. And I had to declare out of the hard place that you've still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles and how you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. Oh God, you made a way. 'Cause you've been so good. Come on, lift it up. You've been so good. Oh. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight. You've been so good. When I almost lost my mind, you've been so good. When the enemy came in like a flood, you've been. Everybody lift your voice, say, so good to me. You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. Yes! You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. Oh, you've been better. Oh, you've been better.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Remember, first we want to God, who's ahead of our life. It is Women's Day Thursday, and we have the phenomenal woman of God, Pastor Jay Green, coming on. Tune in, get your pen, your paper, get ready to hear this word from God. Pastor Jay, are you there?
I am. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing great, and I'm just really excited to be able to be on the air with you this morning.
Again, thank you for accepting the invitation. The floor is yours. You go ahead and let God use you.
Of course, thank you so much. Before we get started, I just want to clear the airwaves and just do a quick, simple prayer. Father, I thank you for the ability to be able to spread your word. I thank you for the ability to be able to be used by you, Father. We thank you for the hearts that are open and ready to receive what it is that you have in store for them this morning. Father, I thank you that you are such an amazing kind of God, a gracious kind of God, that you would give us fresh manna from heaven every single day. You don't allow us to eat leftovers, but you give us fresh words every single day, for it is the daily bread that keeps us fed. And so, Father, I thank you for what you're doing now and what you're getting ready to do. In Jesus' mighty name, we say thank God and amen. People of God, I woke up this morning at about 5:30. And I was just really shocked about what the Lord said to me. But I heard these killer words. And it said, the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect. And I woke up and I was like, cause and effect, Lord? What are we talking about? We're talking about science? And he began to tell me that the people have become complacent in our causes. complacent. I say, God, you're going to have to tell me more. It's 5:30 in the morning, and I feel like you're trying to rebuke me, and I didn't do nothing. I need to know, you know, God, what's happening. He begins to say, my people, very loudly, have become complacent in their cause. And I said, okay, God, what cause? He said it again, the law of cause and effect. So at this point, I get out of my bed, and I'm like, okay, cool, let me go look up this law of cause and effect. I don't know much about science. I know cause and effect, but let me go actually look at the definition of cause and effect. So the law of cause and effect is a universal law which specifically states that every single action in the universe produces a reaction no matter what. Every single effect within our world, upon our earth, has a cause and an original starting point. I said, okay, God, I get it. Cause and effect. We have a cause. We have an original starting point. What are you trying to tell me? He said, we become very complacent with our purposes. Very complacent with the things that he's called us, with the things he's called us to do, with the things he's called us to possess. We become very complacent, and to be honest, we're too comfortable. We're too comfortable. The Lord began to bring up to me the verse Matthew 11 and 12, and it says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. Now, this is a very familiar scripture. We love to get really rowdy when we say, and the violence take it by force. But I don't think we really understand what it means. See, I don't think we understand the A sense. We understand the B sense. We're like, oh, yeah, the violence take it by force. I can be violent. But the A sense says that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And so what I've noticed is there's this new trend going around. There's this trend going around with the people of God where I'm hearing the words, I'm tired. I just feel like I always got to fight. Why do I always have to fight? Why does it always have to be a battle? Why does it always have to be something that I got to go take? When Matthew 11 clearly says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violence take it by force. The Lord begins to deal with me. He begins to say, what's wrong with the people of God right now is that they've gone from the place of knowing that they believe that God is going to give it to them, and he will. But they believe that it doesn't require any major action. See, I think the people of God have forgotten about the fact that, yes, we have victory. And yes, it is a fixed fight. Nevertheless, we still must fight. We still must. The word violence actually means undue alteration. Alteration. Undue alteration. Violence. Violence. So when he says the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, it was undue alteration. Now, remember, I said that cause and effect is that you have an original starting point. The violence that many of you have been suffering from the time of your beginning, really, truly, has been the enemy wanting to undo or alter what it is that God already has in store for you. He wants to alter you by putting you through traumatic situations and transitions that cause you to take your purpose. He wants to alter you by putting you in hardship that will cause you to want to back off and forfeit. He wants to alter you by causing you to use your mouth and speak out of turn, knowing doggone well that you have the power of life and death in your tongue. He wants to alter everything that God has tailored specifically for you, your personality, your body type, your even the very hairs upon your head is very specific for our God. Because each person was born out of time, put into time to affect the time. And so the violence that you have been suffering has actually been because of the fact that the enemy wants to undo or alter what it is that God already purposed for you. So that's the violence that has been happening. The violence that's been happening in each and every last one of your lives, this fight, especially these last 3 weeks or so, I feel like these last 3 weeks has been so much pressure on the people. And I've been crying out saying, God, help us with this pressure. And the Lord begins to tell me, that I'm pressurizing you because I need you to produce. And I need you to produce past your limitations. I need you to produce because there is no limit within me. Let me continue. These stanzas in Matthew 11 and 12 said, and the violent take it by force. So to be violent. And this was very interesting because I love wordplay, and I don't like to take on my perspective of what this word means. I like to actually see the real definition of what it means. And so to be violent is actually an extremely powerful or forceful and capable of causing damage. Semicolon, something not natural. To be violent, something not natural, but it's powerful and it's forceful. It's powerful and it's forceful and it's capable of causing major damage. Okay, God. So, and the violent, because we're talking about a person. Hear this. We're talking about a person. So an extremely powerful and forceful and capable of causing damage kind of person, someone who's not natural, can we propose that it's supernatural? You having the Holy Ghost inside of you. You need that supernatural strength, supernatural endurance to take it by force. To take it is to get it in one's hands or to get it into possession, power, or control. And to by force is by to press it, to drive into it, to pass it, and to affect against resistance. I'm going to pause for a second to tell many of you that the reason why it's been so hard is because the enemy has been resisting you. No, he don't want you to break generational curses. No, he doesn't want you to obtain generational wealth. No, he doesn't want you to be free. No, he doesn't want you to live life and have life more abundantly. No, he do not want you to obtain the very truth of your existence, because he knows that if you obtain the truth of your existence, you're going to do everything that God calls you to do, and you're going to begin to take possession, dominion, power, and control. And this is the one thing that the devil do not want for us. They don't want this for us. This is why you've been dealing with all this resistance and opposition from friends, from family, from coworkers. I mean, you name it. You feel like you take two steps forward and get knocked back five. It's just been that kind of resistance and opposition. But the reason why the enemy is trying to put his best foot forward is because he doesn't want you to gain control, possession, power, or for a better lack of faith, dominion. Matthew 6 and 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I sat there, and it's a very familiar passage again, and I sat there this morning. I began to really look at the scripture, and again it says, thy kingdom come. Now, in Matthew 11 and 12, we were just saying that the kingdom of heaven is suffering violence, but it's the violence is taken by force. Okay, thy kingdom come, is going to come, but it's not going to come without suffering violence. Are y'all hearing this morning? It's going to come, but it's not going to come without suffering violence. But we have an assurance that it's the violence that's taken by force. But then after that, it says, thy will be done in earth. In earth. It doesn't say on earth, but it says in earth. I said, Lord, okay, why in earth and not on earth? And he begins to tell me, because it's in earth, because you were made of the very dust of the earth. And so he's not saying on earth, meaning in this realm, in this reality, but he's saying in earth, meaning in you. Thy will be done in you. As it already is so in heaven. Now remember, I told you that everything has an original starting point. Everything has a cause. And remember, I told you that God said we become complacent about our cause. We become complacent about the will of heaven for our lives. Here's the deception. The deception is that many of you have been waiting on something. You've been waiting on time. You've been waiting on permission. You've been waiting on things to line up. You've been waiting on some miracle to drop out of heaven. You've been waiting on this random deposit or check in the mail. You've been waiting on someone to validate you, someone to affirm you. You've been waiting on someone to support into you and tell you that you can, to tell you that you can obtain, to tell you that you can do it, to tell you that it is yours. When God is saying, I already did that at your original starting point. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I had already set you apart. I had already marked you as the generational curse breaker of your family. I've already marked you as the one who would do unforeseen things. I've already marked you. I've sanctified you. I separated you. But I didn't stop there. I didn't just pull you out and separate you. See, some of you are mad because you've lost friends. You've lost family. You're tired of being the black sheep. Nobody really understands me. Nobody understands the way I think. Nobody understands the way I move. Nobody understands why I do what I do. And it's because God said, I already sanctified. I separated you. They can't understand you because I pulled you out. I made you, and I ordained thee. I ordained thee. And I stopped for a second, and I began to really ponder on what it is that has been causing the people of God to be so stagnant. What has been causing us to be so complacent in our purpose? And I realize that many of us are waiting on permission. Permission to be. Permission to do. Permission to operate. Permission to take. And God said, I already gave you permission. He says, I already gave you a cause. I've already given you a cause. I've already given you a why. I've already given you a purpose. I've already given you permission. I've already given you every single thing that you need to do what it is that I've called you to do. I've already given you the gifts. I've already given you the stamina. I've already given you everything you need to take it. The problem is we don't want to take it. The problem is we don't for the violence. The problem is we don't want to feel like we have to fight. And like I said before, yes, God promised us victory. So yes, it is a fixed fight. Nevertheless, it is a fight. You still got to show up in the ring. Yes, the promotion is yours, but you got to fight for it. You got to put in the work. You got to put in the hours. Yes, the book, the best-selling book is yours, but yes, you got to put in the work. You got to be up late at night. You got to get the revelation. You got to type out the words. You got to go through getting it published. You got to have to do the work. And I've learned that the people of God right now in this season are frustrated because we don't want to have to take it. We want it to be given to us. Give me the millions. Give me the husband. Give me the wife. Give me the platform. Give me the job. Give me the apartment. Give me the house. Give me the car. Give me a revelation, deeper depths, higher heights. Give it to me. My God is saying, I've already given it to you. You have to take it. You have to take it. I began to pray for the people of God, and the Lord began to tell me that the people need strength to fight again. To fight again. You don't have permission to quit, people of God. You don't have permission to live mediocre. You don't have permission to throw in the towel. When you are in a boxing match, I don't care how much you're getting beat up, only one person can ring that bell, and it's not you. And I'm trying to tell you today to get back in the ring and fight and begin to take what belongs to you. Yes, it's going to cost you. Yes, it is going to cost you time. It is going to cost you some sleepless nights. Yes, it's going to cost you many hours. It's going to cost you times of study. It's going to cost you times of prayer. It's going to cost you times of your pride when you want to say something and it's lawful, but it's not expedient. It's going to cost you to learn how to go low and be humble, even though you know you're right. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you. But the Lord is saying you can have it because I've already given it to you. Everything that I've called you to be is already set into motion. The violence and the resistance is to undo or alter what I've already said. So the reason why you have to be violent enough is because it's violence coming against you. It's violence already coming against you. So you have to become violent about your cause. You have to become violent about what it is that God is telling you to do. So I'm going to pray for strength. I'm going to pray for endurance. I'm going to pray that the will of God be done in you as it already is in heaven. I'm going to pray for you this morning because I know many of you want to give up your fight. I know many of you want to quit. I know many of you want to throw in the towel. But can I tell you that if you quit now, everything you've done up to this point will be pointless. You didn't fight this long just to give up. And I know the middle place is hard. I know that middle place is the hardest place because at that point you're too far out to go back. But you've come too far to quit. You might as well just see it all the way through. You out here now. You out here now. The Lord wants me to remind you that you have a cause and that nothing you have done thus this far has been in vain. Not one fight has been in vain. Did he not say that it will reveal glory? Pray Genesis 1:28. And God bless them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. I'm going to tell you to have dominion. You have a cause. Take it. Take it. Do what he's telling you to do, because only you can do it. Only you can do it like that. I tell people all the time, he's not any respected person. Like he'll give it to anybody. But I do believe that God has a preference. I believe that it could be you. He's banking on you. So let it be you. Pick up your fight again. Father, I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice. I pray right now, God, that the Holy Spirit will begin to descend even now, that they will feel your presence even now. For there is no distance in the realm of the Spirit, God, so you are everywhere all at the same time. Let the power of the Holy Ghost begin to fall, Father. And let it be as a consuming fire, God, that consume everything around us and within us, Father. Father, I pray that the Holy Ghost will begin to awaken every dormant gift, Father. Every gift that you've given to us, God, to be everything you've called us to be, but we've laid it down, we've tossed it aside. It came with too much. Father, today we repent for sins of commission and sins of omission. We repent for throwing it away. We repent, God, for telling you we didn't want our gifts. We repent for telling you that we didn't want the path that you've laid out for us. We repent for that, Father. And we come back into alignment with you, surrendering unto you, God. We come back, Father, knowing that you are God. You are supreme authority. You know best for us, God. And so, Father, we apologize for taking your place. We apologize for allowing our intellect to become an insult to you. We apologize, Father, and we go back to the place of humility. We go back to the place of bowing before you, God, letting you reign and rule over our lives. So, Father, we give you permission. We give you permission to reign and rule, Father. Encourage our hearts this morning, Lord. Encourage those, God, who want to give up, God. Encourage those who want to throw in the towel. Encourage those who want to believe the lie of the enemy that there is nothing more for them, that they'll never get it or they'll never obtain it. That is a lie, and we pluck it up from the fence from which it's come from. We pluck it up now, and we speak truth. We speak truth because where truth is, Father, there is liberty. And the truth is, God, that you've given all of us a cause so that we can affect this world, so that we can affect change, God. And so, Father, I decree and declare that every person that is listening to me this morning, that they will have the strength to affect change, not just for themselves, but for their bloodline. That they will be the example to their families, that they will be the example to their friends, they will be the example on their jobs, they will be the example, God, and you will do amazing and wonderful works within them, Father. I pray, God, that the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, God, will begin to move now, God. Yes, Lord, I see miracles, I see signs, and I see wonders, God. We are open, and we are ready to receive. We're okay with being not natural. We're okay with being supernatural. We're okay with being that different force that you are calling us to go take it. So give us the strength to take. Give us the strength to fight, God. Give us the strength like you've given Samson. Give us that kind of strength, Father. But on top of strength, Father, I pray that you would give us wisdom. Give us wisdom in this hour, Lord. We need wisdom. And Father, if you will tell us what to do and how to do it, obey you. We will obey you without fear. We will obey you without wondering. We will obey you just simply because you are God. And we trust that you will never lead us astray. Now, Father, show yourself to us. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself, God, true. That you are the one and only true and living God. Show yourself in us, through us. We give you permission to wreck our world as you are giving us the strength and endurance to do everything that you called us to do. I charge every person listening to me now. I charge you now. I charge you. May you have high speed, that you will leap in bounds. I decree and declare that the fire of the Lord will get under your feet, that you won't be able to remain stagnant, that you won't be able to remain stuck, that you won't be able to remain complacent, but that you will begin to move with force. In the matchless, mighty, majestic name of Jesus Christ, we say thank God and amen. Pastor Regina?
Amen. Amen. What a word this morning. We do get comfortable, and we must continue to fight. When you said that, I immediately said we must fight. I have been saying this for weeks. And I thought I was just talking to myself, and then you come on in confirmation after confirmation after confirmation. Thank you, Pastor Jay, for coming on and being obedient to God. Thank you for coming on and being open to let the people know that this does not stop. If you can't be a generation curse breaker and want to stop and want to fold and back off, you can't.
Right.
You got to keep pushing.
You have to keep pushing. Nothing comes easy. Nowhere in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation says it's going to be easy. If it does, please show it to me. Please show it to me. You have to fight.
It's not in there. Yeah.
You have to fight, especially if you say you're a generational breaker. You have to fight. It stops with you. If you want it to stop with you, you can back up and forward and just let it continue. But for me and mine, it stops with me. It will not continue, period. It ends. What they did back then is back then. And I tell people all the time, God is not concerned about what you did last night, this morning. He forgave you. Forgive yourself.
Yeah.
I thank you again for coming on. Father God, I ask you to give back what you gave to your people this morning. Bless her tremendously, Lord, for sharing your word and touching the people, letting them know to keep fighting. Don't fold. Keep pushing. Bless her family. Bless her businesses. Continue to rain blessings upon her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pastor Jay, let the people know how to contact you if they want to hear your word or if they want to be a part of your congregation. Let them know how they get in contact with you.
Absolutely. I can be reached, of course, on Facebook or Instagram at JJAE S Green, just like the color, no E at the end. Or you can go to both of our websites. My personal website is www.rehabmylife.com, or you can go to our church or our congregation's website at www.rehabcitycentre.com, and you can get all of the information on how to connect with us and how to connect with me. And we also have an amazing group on Facebook right now. It's actually called Rehab City Center. You can look us up and you can join, and I look forward to fellowshipping with you guys.
Also, if you have any books and products, make sure you say that. So we're big on support. You know, Apostle and I are real big on supporting one another. And iron sharpens iron. We stand on that. So let them know about your businesses and if you have any books where they can reach out and purchase that as well.
Absolutely. You can purchase all of our gear on rehabmylife.com. I do have books on Amazon. I have a book out now called The Blueprint that is on Amazon right now. You can get it in about 2 to 3 days. It's actually called Rehab My Life, The Blueprint. If you type in The Blueprint, you might not find it. But it's Rehab My Life, The Blueprint. You can look that up. And that is basically what the Lord had gave me to pretty much remodel my life. And I've used this very same book or method to mentor tons of people now at this point, which is still unbelievable. But I've used this book to mentor tons of people. But all of our gear is and things like that are on this website. You can purchase our tees, sweatshirts. I think our hats are sold out, guys. But you can purchase all of that. And then last but not least, I kind of ventured out just a little bit, and I went into a self-care line. And so you can go to J Blush. I did. I ventured to a self-care line.
Awesome. Congrats.
Thank you. I love them, to be honest. I got to stop using them in my own house, though, because I've been using my product. I'm like, I'm using the product, and everybody in the house loves it. But it was really important to me to take care of mind, body, and spirit, and so and having that self-care. And so we created some this is bath line product where you can we have bath salts that smells amazing, and it has rose petals and all these amazing things on the inside of them. It will fill up the room. So we have that. We have the very same scent and like a linen spray. So we have that as well. I kind of use it as perfume sometimes. But we also have these bath buttermilks, which are amazing. And the idea behind the bath buttermilks is I grew up always around my mom and my grandmother. They loved bath time. And they would put massive amount of baby oil in their tub, like massive amount. And so the idea behind it was me knowing that baby oil is not the best thing to put in your water. And so we developed a bar that has about 6 butters in it. It has cocoa butter, jojoba oil, mango butter. You name it, it's a butter in it. We develop it into a bar, and literally just a small piece of that into your water is so refreshing for your skin. And so you can get that as well at our website, www.jjaeblush.com. Nice, that makes you blush.
Okay, now don't forget, we cannot forget your young entrepreneur that you have, your baby. You definitely have to give them her information if they want to purchase anything from her. We have to encourage all babies daily, so make sure you give her a shout-out and her webpage for her product as well.
Yeah, so we do have the baby boss, my little mini-me. She launched her product this year at our conference, and she's getting ready to release another line of cakes. And so her cakes, she does cakes in a jar, and we can ship them out to you. We don't suggest that. It's really far, though, but we do put them in a nice little cooler pack, and we do allow them to be shipped out. But Cadence is – my daughter's name is Cadence, guys, sorry. Cadence's business is named Pastels, P-A-S-T-E-L-S. You can find her on Instagram. She is on Instagram, and she can take all orders on Instagram. And then if you just can't find it, you can always inbox me, and I will be able to forward you directly to it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And again, thank you for coming on, sharing that word. Remember, we're very big on supporting one another. It's very hard for us to support each other when we're not saying anything. So that's why I wanted you to give me information about the church, the business, and your young entrepreneur. That's how they learn. And once they see us supporting each other, they'll continue to do the same. Again, thank you so much, Pastor Jay. You have a blessed day. And I will talk to you soon.
You too.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. We're going to go to a commercial break. Tune in. I share the post on Worldwide Gospel Connection if you want to go back and hear Pastor Jay, or you can go to her page as well on Facebook.
so glad I made it. I made it through. I made it through.
So glad I made it.
Yeah.
So glad I made it.
I could have lost my mind. I could have lost my mind. But I made it through.
I made it through.
I wish I had a window.
Oh, so glad I made
it. Is there anybody in here that's been through anything?
So glad I made it.
That you almost threw in the towel.
I made it through.
But when you look back over your life,
this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs.
You're alive, son. You can't
stop. Oh, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gifts. For those of you all who are looking for that relaxing bath experience, that Cal Gunn Take Me Away moment, please feel free to call 563-999-3628 or go to Cora Gifted Bath Bombs 34@gmail.com. Remember, Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs for that relaxing bath experience.
Y'all remember this live apostle is fired. He is fired. That was a word.
Hey, man, look. You don't know
this. Y'all have a blessed and phenomenal day.